Hello and welcome to our series of Lenten Reflections. This year we're focusing on movie stories and how they can illustrate the Gospels. I'm James Abbott of the Catholic Communications Network and I'm joined by Father Peter Malone, a film expert and former president of CIGNIS, the World Catholic Association for Communication. Holy Saturday now, and the film you've selected, Peter, is Regeneration.
Yes, I'm playing on words again, I suppose, as we did with Breach, suggestive words for this period of Lent and the culmination. Today, in fact, should be, as a liturgist once said to me, the culmination of Lent. We have lived through Lent as fully as we can up till now, and we are anticipating the vigil and, of course, the celebration of Easter Sunday. So it should be, in a sense, a peak period in our liturgical and prayer life. And Regeneration I've chosen because it's a story of World War I from a book by Pat Barker, and it's about people who are kind of in a limbo, who are in that sense between their suffering in World War I and their shell shock, and the possibility of therapy and healing and their resurrection. And regeneration has the overtones, I always think, of rebirth, renewal, and often with water. And so a lot of Christian symbolism, because Easter Vigil is the celebration of baptisms and people coming into the church.
Do you call yourself a pacifist?
No. I mean, I go to church and all that. So you have to ask yourself how it's possible to call yourself a Christian and leave out all the awkward bits.
You'll never make a bishop.
No, well, I think I can live with that. Are you?
No.
Sometimes, in the trenches, you get the sense of something ancient. One trench we held, it had skulls in the side, embedded like mushrooms. And it was actually easier to believe they were men from Marlborough's army than to think they'd been alive a year ago. It was as if all the other wars had distilled themselves into this war, and that made it something you almost can't challenge. It's like a very deep voice saying, "Run along, little man. Be glad you've survived."
Just as people might be thinking, "I wonder what I will watch," I would suggest that focusing on the character of Captain Rivers, played by Jonathan Pryce, he is a healer in a period where that kind of illness, mental illness, was certainly suspect. The people were being shot for desertion in those days. But he perseveres and he works with these soldiers and he interviews them. He gets them to relive their lives, to surface the suffering that they have been through in order that they may rise to some kind of resurrection and new life.